Next person is Gary DiBiaso. I'm sorry, Gary DiBiaso. That is D, D as in David, D-E-B-I-A-S-I-O. D-E-B. D-E-B-I-A-S-I-O. Gary, G-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 2/21/57. Date of visit is 10/2/24. Please make copy for Andrew Dill, D-I-L-L, D as in David. Andrew Dill, M-D. Next, next paragraph, history president us. This is a 67-year-old male who has a prior history of asthma. Continuing the dictation. Who has a past history of asthma has been using a Symbicort inhaler. He does complain of cough, sputum production, and some wheezing, and shortness of breath with exertion. He had a chest x-ray done in June 24, which showed no active pulmonary infiltrate. The patient states he gets intermittent episodes of coughing, and he produces a lot of mucus in the mornings. He also has some nasal allergies and denies chest pains, fevers, such as or night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of facial injuries in 1988. Also had a fall from a bike with a history of a broken ankle and contusion to his back. The patient has mild glaucoma. He has had atrial fibrillation and anxiety attacks. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient never smoked. No history of alcohol use. He works in an office. Oh, can you mention surgery? Surgery includes retinal detachment. Surgery. Okay, next paragraph. Family history. Mother died at age 97. Father died at 105 of natural causes. Next, allergies. None listed. Next, system review. The patient has had no fatigue, weight loss, fevers, chills. He has glaucoma and mild cataracts. He has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. He has no urinary frequency, hematuria, or flank pains. And he has wheezing and coughing spells and post-nasal drip. There's no abdominal pains, nausea, no rectal bleeding or black stools, no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, no palpitations. He has no anxiety, no depression. He has no easy bruising, and he denies joint pains, muscle stiffness. He has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. I'm sorry, medalist included Symbicort 160 micrograms, 1 puff BID, Clonopin 0.5 milligrams, BID PRN, and Iuzia eye drops, IYUZIA, IYUZIA eye drops. Next, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built white male is no acute distress. No pallocyanosis, clubbing or perfedema. His blood pressure, 130 over 70, pulse 62, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 180 pounds, saturation 97. HE and ear norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected, nasal mucosity matters. Neck supple, no bruising of thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with clear lung fields. Heart, the arteries are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities will no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex the one plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one is asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number two, allergic rhinitis. And number three, glaucoma. Number four is anxiety disorder. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CBC IgE level, total eosinophil count. It was also advised to get a CT of the chest without contrast and a complete PFT, the bronchodilator study. He will use single air, 10 milligrams once daily at night. Continue with Symbicort as before, 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. I'm sorry, 1 puff BID. And use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs TID PRN. Follow up visit in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Andrew Dill, D-I-L-L, D as in David. D-I-L-L, Andrew Dill, M-D. Thank you, Stark D'Souza.